Well, if you look at the gap between having policy dictated to you and being part of policy development, that's what we want to do now in preparation for Real Plus 20 is really get the business perspective, get an active dialogue going on, and looking how can we further bridge the gap between the environmental point of view, the business point of view, which, by the way, we're really seeing coming to the center on that to make things work, you know, to work across economies of scale to really drive to a more sustainable environment.
Some business and environmental groups believe that this is a no-win situation because each side has their own agenda. How can it be a win-win?
Well, you know, it's a tough situation. I think you have to keep stabbing away at it and try and look at, from a business perspective, and businesses out there make profits, how can they really, through economies of scale, through a cultural shift of their peoples, through looking at new products and services, how can they drive towards more energy efficiency, better use of natural resources, water and waste management to, again, drive sustainability where it can also be good for the bottom line?
Can you give an example of a successful business model that works on a sustainability level?
Well, you know, I think a lot of companies are trying to look on a forward path of what's going to happen if I don't do anything. And I'll take water as an example. There's some locales where water is almost basically free, other places where if you go over a particular measurement, it's very costly. So companies are looking at, you know, how can I change? How can I recapture water? I mean, we had a company this morning talking about how they really recapture everything where they used to use a lot of water. Now they're recapturing everything, even from the use of steam, to be able to use that water again and again and again.
And what are you hearing on the environmental side? Are they willing to come to the table? There are some groups that are quite fanatic about their stance.
I mean, I think you got fanatics on both sides, right? I mean, you got people, you know, I think there's some extremists on the business side. There's some extremists on the environmental side. I think you're seeing a lot of people moving to the center and saying, if I can just stop, and probably not too unlike politics, if I can just stop and listen to both perspectives, and again, can we shape policy, a policy that can actually drive us in a positive direction versus one that's very difficult to adhere to? I mean, that's the win-win.
What is going to come out of this conference, this three-day conference that KPMG is spearheading here in New York?
You know, we've got a lot of folks taking very active notes of all the dialogue that's going on. We will put that down into a digestible format that we can take to Rio Plus 20 to actually be part of the talks, to actually try and make a difference, to try and, you know, at the end of the of Rio Plus 20 have words come out that says, wow, we actually took some steps in a positive direction. I don't think anybody expects everything's going to be cured at Rio Plus 20, but what they want to see is progress forward, and starting to get people to kind of understand the mindset of the other side. And that's what this is all about. And you know, we've asked people to be very open at this discussion over the next 3 days.